Well, a middle-aged man went to the doctor for his annual checkup. His wife went along also. After the man's physical, the doctor called the wife into his office alone. "Your husband seems to have a very high stress level, and it isn't good for his heart," the doctor told her. "If you don't do the following, your husband will surely die." The doctor then handed her the list. 6 things. Number 1, every morning, fix him a fresh, healthy breakfast. Number 2, be kind to him all day and do everything to keep his stress level to a minimum. Number 3, for lunch, make him a nutritious meal. Number 4, for dinner, prepare him whatever meal he might desire. Number 5, keep the house as peaceful as possible and allow him to rest as much as he wants. Number 6, don't allow him to do any chores or anything that might cause undue stress. On their way out of the doctor's office, the husband asked his wife what the doctor said. She replied, "Honey, I'm afraid you're going to die." Well, it is good that the Lord doesn't treat us that way when we have challenges and difficulties. What does the Lord actually say to us? Today's gospel tells us, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." So the Lord invites us to come to him in times of difficulty, times of challenging situations, in times of the crosses that we carry. Today's gospel reminds us, Jesus says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." And the Lord, of course, is speaking to the crowds in those days that were laboring under the heavy burden of the Old Testament law that the Pharisees had placed upon them, all these additional 600 laws. They were burdened by the law. They were also burdened by their sins. So the Lord invited them to come to him, all you who labor and are burdened. So, of course, how do we come to Jesus today? I think primarily through his sacraments, that the Lord invites us to come to him. In fact, Pope Paul VI once wrote about this particular passage. He says that Jesus's attitude towards us is one of invitation, that he knows us, that he loves us, that he is compassionate towards us. Jesus offers us promise and friendship and goodness, that he is the remedy for all of our ailments. Jesus is our comforter, indeed our nourishment, the bread of life, which gives us energy and supernatural life. That's from Pope Paul VI, talking about the Eucharist, talking about Jesus's presence in the Most Blessed Sacrament that we go to be renewed. And we can do this through Eucharistic adoration. We're very blessed here in our parish to have a chapel across the street, 100 hours a week of 24-hour-a-day Eucharistic adoration, Monday morning to Friday morning. Jesus is waiting in the sacraments of love. And when you find life difficult, when you find life burdensome, go and spend time with the Lord. Just sit there in his presence. Open up your mind and heart and soul to the radiance of the beauty of Christ in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Whether you can spend 10 minutes or 15 minutes, hopefully you can spend 1 hour each week with the Lord. As Jesus says, "Can you not watch 1 hour with me?" When we spend that time with the Lord in Eucharistic adoration, we come to Jesus. We come to him, and he will refresh us during this difficult, challenging life that everybody has their different crosses that they carry. The Lord wants us to come to him. So we come to him in the Eucharist. We come to him especially at Mass. Every Saturday night or every Sunday, we come to worship him, to spend time with the Lord, to receive him in the Holy Eucharist. What a great blessing that is, to be able to receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in Holy Communion. So we come to Jesus, all who labor and are burdened, and Jesus says, he will give us rest. And if we're burdened by sin, Jesus wants to invite us to confession, to meet him in the confessional, to to unburden our souls of sin. What a great sacrament that is. We really take it for granted as Catholics. It's one of the greatest reasons to be a Catholic, is to be able to go to confession, to be able to unburden your soul from sin, and to experience the mercy, the forgiveness, and the peace that comes from making a good, holy, sincere, devout confession, to have the blood of Christ wash over us and wash away our sins. We also come to Jesus through his sacred scriptures, through the Word of God, reading the Bible, opening up the sacred scriptures, reading the Sermon on the Mount, or reading the New Testament or the Gospels or any of the scriptures is a way that Jesus invites us to come to him so we can, again, be renewed through good spiritual reading of sacred scripture. So the Lord gives us an invitation today to come to him if we're burdened and we need rest. Another great thing that every Catholic should do is once a year go on a retreat. Maybe make it a weekend retreat, hopefully a silent retreat. There's many retreat houses in our diocese and throughout this area of D.C. and Northern Virginia. When was the last time that you made a retreat? Like, this is such a great passage. It's really used at all retreat houses. That come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. So try to make a retreat once a year, hopefully a weekend retreat. But if you can't give up a whole weekend, then at least go on a day of recollection. A day of recollection might be a Saturday morning or a full day on a Saturday to come to Jesus on retreat and really reflect upon your life and then redirect it with good spiritual goals and family goals. See, retreats are life-changing things. When we go on a day of recollection or a retreat, we come to the Lord. He changes our hearts, and then we go back home refreshed to do our daily duties of our state and life. So this is how we come to Jesus, through the sacraments, the Eucharist, confession, prayer, the sacred scriptures. But then the Lord says something very interesting. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." The Lord invites us to enter into his most sacred heart. The month of June was the month of the Sacred Heart. And when the Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary, he said, "Behold the heart which so loves mankind, but receives so little love back in return." So the Lord invites us to really meditate upon the love that he has for us in his most sacred heart, especially his meekness and humility. He says, "Learn from me." So we're called to be meek and humble of heart like our divine Savior. But he says, "Take my yoke upon you." That's a very interesting expression, because a yoke was used for a beast of burden, like an ox. It was the wooden beam that was shaped over the shoulders of the ox, and it would then help the ox plow the fields. So why does the Lord refer to it as a yoke? Well, the old law was considered the yoke, the burden of the old law. But Jesus says, "I give you a new yoke. I give you the Holy Spirit, the divine grace that I've come to give you." So Jesus came to give us grace to be able to live a holy life. And Jesus says, "You will find rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." Now, when a carpenter like St. Joseph or Jesus would make a yoke, they would first measure the ox and then make one that fit perfectly over the ox's shoulders. And so when the Lord wants us to carry our cross or our yoke, he will make it custom made for each one of us. We know that the Lord will not give us more than we can handle, but each one of our crosses will be custom made for each one of us. I think that's important for us to remember, that our crosses in life are individual. Everybody has different kind of crosses. Maybe your cross might be a relationship problem with a spouse or a parent or a relative. It might be a financial cross. Maybe you're going through very difficult financial times. Maybe your yoke that you're carrying now, your cross might be a difficult job situation or not even having a job, looking for work. Perhaps it's a health issue that you're battling with, maybe cancer or some other health issue. Perhaps it's physical, emotional, spiritual. What is the yoke that you're carrying? What is your cross that you're carrying? The Lord says He will help you to carry the cross. And our crosses are given to us to make us holy. Our crosses are given to us to make us saints. Now, a cross can make somebody better, or they can make them bitter. It can be their stumbling block, or it can be their stepping stone to God. Crosses in and of themselves, the challenges, the difficulties in life, can be something that can sanctify us, or sometimes it's what people use to turn themselves away from God. But let's make sure that the challenges that we have, the yokes, the crosses that we carry, we're using for our sanctification, our salvation, and to come closer to God. And in fact, St. Augustine once made an interesting point. He said, our crosses are like the wings of a bird. If you clipped off the wings of a bird, and if you got rid of your crosses, you can't go anywhere. Our crosses are wings that help us to fly towards heaven. So we accept the crosses that the Lord gives us, and we carry them with His grace. And if we carry them with great love, it says that becomes our wings to help us to fly to heaven. In fact, the Lord even says, lastly, my yoke is easy and my burden light. How can that be? How can Jesus' cross be easy? How can His burden be light? And the answer is, with great love. With great love, heavy things become light. You've heard stories of a child was caught underneath a car tire. A mother would be able to lift that car because of her great love. She almost has like superhuman strength at that moment. It's impossible that she could do that. And yet, with great love for her child, she can do incredible things. Remember the story of the man who was carrying somebody on his shoulders? And somebody says, isn't he heavy? He says, no, he's not heavy. He's my brother. See, with great love, crosses become much lighter. I remember working with a seminarian once when we had a seminarian at my parish, and we always gave them the manual labor. And he was carrying a very heavy statue of our Blessed Mother. And I said, can I help you carry her? Isn't she heavy? And he said, she's not heavy. She's my mother. Okay? So notice that with great love, crosses become lighter. So when you have your difficulties, your challenges in life, your burdens, go to Jesus. He will renew you. He will refresh you. And if you carry your cross with great love, it will be your wings to help you fly on the way to heaven.